Good morning with sports news. I'm David Gustina.
To the NBA playoffs and the Los Angeles Clippers were able to stave off elimination in the NBA's Western Conference Finals by defeating the Phoenix Suns in Game 5. Paul George poured in 41 points as the shorthanded Clippers downed the Suns 116-102. Game 6 is Wednesday in L.A. The NHL and the Stanley Cup Finals find the Tampa Bay Lightning 3 wins away from joining the Philadelphia Flyers, New York Islanders, Pittsburgh Penguins, and Edmonton Oilers as the only expansion teams to repeat as Stanley Cup champions. Nikita Kucherov provided a pair of third-period goals as the Lightning whipped the Montreal Canadiens 5-1 in Tampa. Game 2 is Wednesday in Tampa. There was a return to normalcy at Wimbledon on Monday, 102 weeks since a meaningful match was last played there. The first winner on center court was top seed and defending champion Novak Djokovic, who fired 25 aces in a 4-6, 6-1, 6-2, 6-2 victory over 19-year-old wildcard entry Jack Draper. The session included a pair of upsets, both authored by Americans. Francis Tiafoe eliminated French Open runner-up and number 3 seed Stefanos Tsitsipas, 6-4, 6-4, 6-3. And former U.S. Open champion Sloane Stephens beat 2-time Wimbledon winner and number 10 seed Petra Kvitova, 6-3, 6-4. To Major League Baseball in the American League, the Los Angeles Angels beat the New York Yankees 5-3. Hunter Renfroe homered twice, the second to break a 6-inning tie in the Red Sox 6-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals. In the National League, the Nationals doubled up the Mets 8-4. In college baseball, Vanderbilt has taken the opener against Mississippi State in an 8-2 rout in the College World Series title round as the Commodores try to repeat as NCAA champions. Game 2 is tomorrow in Omaha. I'm David Gustina.